And it's also Hanukkah. Tonight's the last night of the Jewish holiday, which celebrates light in the darkness. That has taken on a special significance this year for Jews in Puerto Rico. That's where Daniela Cheslow met a couple who are living in San Juan after fleeing the violence and economic collapse in Venezuela.
On the first night of Hanukkah, the Chabad Center in San Juan hosts a candle lighting in its high-ceilinged sanctuary. You can see marks on the ceiling from hurricane damage. The crowd is pretty thin. Most years, hundreds of tourists are in town, but this year, they didn't come. Still, there are a few dozen people and fresh potato pancakes that the rabbi's wife brings out on a tray.
These are delicious.
I thank you.
I meet Meli Ravai while we eat latkes.
Where are you from? Are you
Venezuela.
From here? Venezuela.
Meli is 58 and a doctor by profession. A year ago, she and her husband moved here from Caracas. They were settling into their new life when Hurricane Maria hit. The message for this year's Hanukkah?
A little light can dispel a lot of darkness, and you need to keep that light on in your own heart to be able to overcome all the problems that life throws at you sometimes.
I went to visit Meli at her apartment. It's on a street lined with storm-battered buildings and palm trees, right on the water. I walk through the gate and up to her door.
Hi!
Welcome.
As I arrive, Meli irons her husband's shirts.
It's supposed to be permanent press, but it's not.
She doesn't work as a doctor now. She says it would take too long to get licensed in Puerto Rico. Meli was born in what was communist Romania. Her family fled to Venezuela when she was a baby. She spent her whole life in Caracas. She says at one point there were about 30,000 Jewish people in Venezuela, but many of them emigrated as the economic situation deteriorated. Meli could see that decline on the streets.
There were more people looking for food in the garbage. The roads were not kept well, and it was even getting dangerous to walk to the synagogue.
Their son moved here to San Juan. He worked in the family business, a lumber store. With no family left in Caracas, Meli and her husband eventually followed. They landed in San Juan last December, found an apartment, and started outfitting the kitchen.
I told one of my girlfriends, it's like we are newly married again because we go and buy dishes and cutlery and pots.
In late September, as Hurricane Maria approached, Meli and her husband waited out the storm with their son, his pregnant wife, and their young daughter. The rain came pouring down. The hurricane-proof windows leaked, and they dashed to keep the floor dry.
You take a towel, you pick up the water, you drain it in the bucket, and then repeat as needed.
The next day was the Jewish New Year, and Meli picked her way through the flooded streets to get to synagogue. Then they assessed damage. Their apartment had no power, and the family lumber store had lost its roof and walls. Her husband and son drove back and forth to the store to make repairs and waited hours in line to get gas.
How did it feel as a Venezuelan to go through what you went through here after the storm?
Well, it was very strange for us. There were lines to go to the supermarket and lines to buy gas. But I thought, well, it's the United States. Somebody has to help us.
To cope with the stress, Meli went for daily walks on the beach and prayed for electricity. On one of those walks, she saw the lights go back on her street. A guard in her building told her the electricity worked, and they moved back in.
3 days after that, the light went off again. And we said, we are not going to move back to my son's house yet. Let's wait a little bit.
When I visit, there are still cases of water by the front door and an emergency lantern on a coffee table. She takes me to a window where we can see the beach where she walks. Palm trees sway in the afternoon air.
Yes, they survived the storm.
For the world, Daniela Cheslow, San Juan.